Simon & Schuster Audio presents The North Wind, part of the Four Winds series by Alexandria Warwick, read by Carlotta Brenton and Travis Tunn.
For the Lovers and the Dreamers. Part 1. House of Thorns. 1. The sky foretells a coming tragedy. It is the palest of grays, yet a red stain clots the eastern horizon, evidence of the rising sun. The stain expands, sopping the clouds and dripping farther westward. Huddled in the thicket of snow-laden trees, I watch the day waken, with fear running cracks through my heart. The sky is red, like bloodshed, like revenge. I have been expecting such a sight for days now. It is as the stories claim. First come the budding cones from the old cypress tree growing in the town square. 3 decades, the tree has lain dormant, and the emergence of new blooms sent the townsfolk into a frenzy, the women into hysterics, the men stoic with grim-faced defeat. The buds, then the bleeding dawn. At this point, there is little I can do. Because if the sky is correct, Edgewood is expecting a visitor. And soon. Encased in its white, icy skin, the land lies in muted silence, the snow soft, fresh from the storms that blow in as frequently as the moon cycles. For now, I will not think of what may come. My task lies here, in this uninhabited stretch of wood, with the black trees and their rotting cores, and my stiff, gloved hand clasped around my bow. Peering around a moonlit trunk, I scan my surroundings. 3 days prior, I stumbled across a game trail, still fresh. The tracks led me here, 15 miles northwest of home, but I've yet to spot the elk. "Where are you?" I whisper. A harsh wind rattles the bare, finger-bone branches. Despite tugging my patchwork coat tighter around my body, the invading cold manages to slip between the openings. Desperation sent me deeper into the forest's heart, beyond that small pocket of civilization. North, where the river Less gleams, where no one dares dwell. Movement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?